Welcome to The Download on WGN and WGNRadio.com. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, a new National Youth Poet Laureate was recently named, and no surprise, the poet from Chicago. Patricia Frazier is a 19-year-old poet, filmmaker, and activist. She's a big part of Young Chicago Authors and Louder Than a Bomb. She's releasing her first book of poetry this fall. Patricia becomes the second Youth Poet Laureate, the National. The program actually started back in 2008. She was picked from 27 different poets from 23 different states. But like I said, hard to beat a poet from Chicago. Patricia Frazier, welcome to The Download.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
What a tremendous honor. What does it feel like to be chosen to be the National Youth Poet Laureate?
It's still pretty shocking. Still to this day, a couple of weeks later, I'm still trying to cope with it. But I definitely now think it is like a win, a bigger win for Chicago, more than me. Like, definitely it's to do with my mentors and YCA especially, and all of the organizations and artists in Chicago that I've had the privilege of working and growing with. This is for them. So
it's such a tremendous accomplishment to think about representing Chicago on the national level, but also to be front forward with your poetry. Because, you know, you're a filmmaker, you're an activist, you've done a lot of things, and you're like, continue to do things at such a young age, at 19. Yeah. It's not the only thing that you do. That's what's so impressive about it.
I think that my poetry is definitely influenced by all of the other mediums that I like to work with directly. So, though, my activism influences all of my art. So, right after organizing, I'm always thinking about, oh, how can I make this story visceral to somebody who wasn't here at the protest, right, or who wasn't at the sit-in or this teach-in, right? Yeah, it's directly influenced by especially my activism.
It's impressive, too, because you could choose several different mediums to work in. You could tell the story that you want to tell. You could tell it through film, through music, and many people through work. But why do you choose poetry? What is it about poetry that speaks to you?
I think, for one, it's the most accessible. I'm going to school for film, and it makes me appreciate poetry so much more because all I need is a pen and a pencil. With film, I need so much more that is not just accessible to kids who look like me in the neighborhoods that I come from, right? So I think I'm definitely interested in pushing that narrative that, hey, this is an art form that's accessible, and it allows you to get your voice out, and it allows you to speak in mediums where people will listen, which is so rare, right, for people to listen to 18 and 19-year-olds, especially from this city. So I definitely think that's why poetry speaks most to me right now, is that what I'm working with is just that pen and that pencil, and it's doing the work that it should be. So,
you know, it's so startling to recognize, and I recognize from this chair, how influential the art form and Young Chicago Authors has been for young people, but also its impact on the world around us. I mean, as you said, I mean, there are so many opportunities to tell the story and listen to 18 and 19-year-old young people telling their story. And the nation is listening. You said a lot of people are coming out of Chicago, Young Chicago Authors, are able to transition from poetry to music to other places and tell the story of this town.
Yeah, I definitely think that's something that a lot of Chicago artists are making a priority, right, is correcting or disrupting some of these narratives that are said about the city, right? Our city is crime, and our city is violent. It is all of those things, but it's also this, right? And I think that my poems specifically, or just my art in general, is interested in saying, okay, now how can we celebrate this neighborhood that has given so much to the city, but is only spoken about in a negative light on, in media, right? And I definitely think we're doing the good work. We're doing a very good fucking job. I'm sorry.
It's okay. The poets with the word.
Sorry.
It's okay.
We're doing a very good job because I think Chicago is always a trending topic lately, right? And it's saying something. So I definitely want to continue doing that work that all Chicago artists are trying to do right now in this sort of renaissance that we're having, which is just, hey, get our name right.
Bronzeville is where you're from, and you talk about the neighborhoods that you represent and, and disrupting the narrative. Bronzeville's been a huge part of Chicago history, and to think about the Renaissance and all the amazing art that came out of the South Side. Do you see, as a young 19-year-old woman, do you see or understand the history that comes from the place that you grew up?
I definitely see it. I see a lot of positive things about Bronzeville, especially the art that has came from Bronzeville in the years that have kind of been boasted and pushed in my face for a lot of my childhood. But some of the problems that I found with that, especially like with Bronzeville clearly being gentrified and clearly being a neighborhood that's not even accessible to the people who've lived there for their whole lives. It's just this sort of hole in this narrative where I sat. So I didn't live in the, like, prissy brownstones. Like, I didn't live in that part of Bronzeville. I lived a couple blocks away. Mm. I lived in a project, right? I lived somewhere that was marginalized and sat in this institution that we didn't even know was an institution, where there were police cameras and there were raids every single day, right? I lived a couple blocks away from the police headquarters, but there was almost never, like, a timely response to calls to the police, right? So I definitely think that that's something that I'm interested in opening up about Bronzeville. I've only ever read one book about the true, like, narrative of the Ida B. Wells home and, like, how it was to live there. In my book, that's what I'm trying to explain. Like, yes, Bronzeville is this place where a lot of high middle class and high class black folk live, but also lower class black folk live.
And you don't feel like that story's been told.
I don't feel like that story is being told or is being pushed enough, right? I barely ever read anything. Like, I try to, when I was writing my book, I was researching a lot about the history of the projects that I lived in, the Ida B. Wells homes, because the only history I knew was the history that was going on when I lived there. But I couldn't find much. I found, like, one article. I read a book that was actually written by my father's best friend. And that was it, right? And I think that's not enough. I think there definitely needs to be more voices from Bronzeville. So my book is trying to give that voice from my neighbors, from my grandmother's perspective, from the perspective of the people who are making sure that we could survive, like women who were doing hair out of their apartments for $20 because girls couldn't afford anything else, right? And I definitely think that's a story that needs to be told, so I'm trying to do that.
Patricia Fraser is my guest. She is the National Youth Poet Laureate, who is from Chicago, from the Bronzeville neighborhood. She's a poet. She's a filmmaker. She's an activist from Bronzeville, as we were just talking about. And she, of course, has a book coming out this fall. But also, you have done so much in your short time in poetry. Young Chicago Authors plays a big role, but Louder Than the Bomb as well. I have had people on the program, and we've talked about the voice that is given. But to experience that, I had a chance to go and experience at least the stuff that was at the Auditorium Theater. It's not just impressive for what's on the stage, but it's impressive to the kids that are in the audience.
Yeah, it's so important. I started with Louder Than a Bomb my freshman year of high school. I was always in the library, and my librarian comes up to me and she says, "Hey, do you want to be on my poetry slam team?" I'm like, "Sure, whatever." And I didn't take poetry really seriously until I was given that space, and then the summer after taken out of that space, and I realized how important that space was, right? Especially now, going into a field where I'm trying to educate and do workshops in the schools that the kids who participate in Louder Than a Bomb come from, a lot of them don't take literacy seriously, right? And I think that Louder Than a Bomb, for me and for a lot of other youth, is that space where it says, hey, you don't have to write like Shakespeare or Walt Whitman. You don't have to tell stories about nature or being in the forest or romance if those aren't your stories. You don't have to speak a certain way. It doesn't have to come from the white academic side of what poetry looks like, right? Poetry can be hip hop, poetry can be rap. And I think that's just so important. Like the fact that Chicago youth are sitting down and listening to poems and saying, hey, I may want to be a poet, right? That's such a thing that's so different, and it shouldn't be, right? So I definitely think Louder Than a Bomb is so, so important when it comes to influencing Chicago youth and telling them you can tell your story in any medium you choose, right?
It's amazing to hear you say that, and even tie it together to the story of your neighborhood and how sometimes, and you're just going through history, the whole story's not being told. Mm-hmm. And a lot of your work focuses as well on marginalized communities and communities of colors, queer communities. There's a lot of stories that aren't being told, and it seems to me, as you've said eloquently in this interview, that there is a place to disrupt those narratives. This poetry may be the place to find out different perspectives about the stories that we think we know.
Yeah, especially in the time that we're in now, I think a lot of people have a lot of rage. A lot of people have a lot of questions. And I think poetry is just that medium to put that down on paper. Whether or not you put it out or not, it's just the medium to investigate those feelings. And I think what we need more than ever is investigation of our own thoughts. What are we thinking? How are we feeling about the world and the way it's moving so fast around us? So what I'm trying to do is spread that, like, through workshops, is spread like the that love of poetry and saying, even if you don't want to write a poem, just write something down on paper. Just get your thoughts out in a platform that has nothing to do with technology or has nothing to do with your phone or the internet. Just take a step back and see how you're feeling without the disruption of anyone else's thoughts.
How do people respond to that? How do kids respond to that when you say, this is the exercise? Just spit it out.
They always say, does it have to rhyme? And they're always so surprised when I tell them, no, it can come out however you want. A lot of kids... And this always surprises me every time, and I'm still trying to investigate why this is, but a lot of kids think of poetry as something difficult to tackle, even though it's only writing your thoughts down on a paper, right? So I always say what the first Chicago Youth Poet Laureate always says in workshops is just like, you think about the moment you're trying to get on the bus, right? And you know that you don't have any money on your Venture card, but you have to get on this bus to get wherever you're going. So that conversation between you and the bus driver from that moment to the moment you sit down in the seat is a poem. And when I open it up to them like that, they're like, oh, I do this every day. This is easy, right? This is stuff that I'm practicing and working on every day. I just haven't been told that the way I'm doing it is correct.
It's so interesting to think about it too, because when you experience Louder Than a Bomb and the youth poetry movement and young Chicago authors, that's the one thing that's always taken away, is that the thoughts and what is being transferred to the page are so authentic. Mm-hmm. And they're authentic in a way that you don't hear those stories, or you say, I can't believe I haven't heard that, or I can't believe that this teenager came up with this point of view. But when you say it like that conversation and getting kids to actually think about their daily process, mm-hmm. that's the start
definitely. I think that if you give someone instructions to something and you only give them one route of doing it, they'll never know how many other ways there are to cope, how many other ways there are to handle their lives, right? So I think artists, especially teaching artists, are just interested in teaching youth like how many other routes you can, right? I think a lot of time in school I was taught, oh, we're trying to mold your mind and we're trying to make you be a better thinker, right? But so many times I was only given that one formula to solve this math problem, and if I use a different formula, I get points taken off on a test, right? And I think that's that kind of thinking that puts us in boxes that we shouldn't have to be in, right? And it's just as simple as telling somebody, hey, you can go that way. That way it may be easier for you.
There are several interpretations, right? Mm-hmm. I love it. I'm not surprised, I guess, after conversations I've had on this show, but what's in the water here? What is it about Chicago that makes it such a mecca for poetry, for slam poetry, for the leading voices, young voices in the country?
I definitely think it has something to do with the fact that even though Chicago is such a huge city, in some way, everyone here knows each other, right? So we're all about community. We're all about building off of each other. I had a conversation with a poet the other day through Twitter where we were just talking about peaking and the idea of an artist peaking and how I believe that's a myth, because if you're continuing to grow as a community and you're studying your peers and you're studying your ancestors of whatever field you're in, there's no way you can ever peak as an individual if that community is still growing. So I definitely think Chicago believes in the importance of community and acts on it, right? There's always an event. There's always, I never have to worry about whether somebody's going to show up to my show, because I know that my friends and the people who are in the same field that I am in are always going to support me, right? So I think the difference between us is that we aren't looking at art as something to compete about. We're looking at art as something that's necessary right now, especially because of all that's being done to disprove our city, right? So it's necessary. And before competing with each other comes building with each other. I definitely think that's the advice I would give to any other city who's wondering how the hell, how we're in this renaissance,
right?
Is that we're in community. We're building.
Well, well said by the Youth Poet Laureate, the National Youth Poet Laureate, Patricia Frazier, 19-year-old poet, filmmaker, activist, student at Columbia College. Big part of Young Chicago Authors and Louder Than a Bomb. She's releasing her book of poetry this fall. Patricia, thanks for coming in. Thanks
Thank
for talking.
Thank you so much for having me.
And continued success, and we can't wait to see bigger, better things for you.
Thank you, Justin. Thank you.